2 years after Alaskans voted on a new way to do elections, ranked choice voting is finally here.
I don't understand why people think it's so complicated, honestly.
Juneau resident Portland Hybaugh just cast her ballot at Elizabeth Paratovich Hall. She works for the Alaska Municipal League, which supports local governments around the state, so she says she was really well informed about the new process. Poll workers across the city say they feel prepared to help voters navigate the two-sided ballot. At the Mendenhall Valley Library, volunteer Vivian Bearden says it isn't the ranked choice side of the ballot that's giving people trouble. It's the pick one primary.
Mainly the reason is the Don Young vacancy is confusing. So there's a long list on the front side also of candidates, and I've never seen a ballot with that many candidates.
Right.
Okay.
There are 22 candidates on the ballot for U.S. representative and 19 for senator. Volunteer Joe Sheppy is helping people feed their ballots into the voting machine.
I feel like I'm controlling, but it's got to be level. It can't be stuck all the way at the bottom. This piece on the top has to be up so the machine doesn't try to eat it.
The machines are programmed to read both sides of the ballot.
You stick it in there, and we're going to hold this up.
Oh,
okay, so it's eaten it. All right, I'll take this back, and this tells you that your ballot is successfully cast.
Successfully cast.
And if you'd like an I voted sticker, you can have it.
And if it gets rejected, the machine will tell you which side of the ballot has the problem. Sheppy says the most common rejection is when people only vote for one candidate on the ranked choice ballot. It's a valid way to vote, but she still has to ask people if they're sure they don't want to rank the rest before the ballot can be accepted. People are making mistakes, though, like picking a first choice but skipping second and third and then filling in a fourth.
It has to come back because that's improper. And so we return it, they rip it, bring it back to the ballot section, give in the destroyed ballot, and get a new one so that they can redo it.
Those go in a special locked tote and have to be tallied by hand. Preliminary results from the election are available, but it will be at least 2 more weeks until all the ballots are counted and official results come out. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
Thank you for voting.